A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, master, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave the debt. When that servant had left, however, he found a fellow servant who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized his fellow servant and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had his fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps more than any other city in our country, Minneapolis has been in the news this year because of an event that occurred there on the 25th of May. On that day, as almost everyone knows, a white police officer arrested a black man, George Floyd, who had been accused of passing a counterfeit $20 bill while making a purchase at a convenience store. A physical struggle followed the arrest, and to subdue Mr. Floyd, the police officer knelt on his neck for several minutes while Mr. Floyd begged for mercy, repeatedly crying out that he couldn't breathe. Several eyewitnesses filmed the entire incident. And as George Floyd struggled for breath, he eventually lost consciousness and then died right there in the street. Since that time, widespread anger has flared. Numerous cities have erupted in violence, and political polarization has increased, while healing and reconciliation somehow seem farther away than ever before. Today, though, I would like to share with you a second, more hopeful account of another incident which also took place in Minneapolis some 20-odd years ago. In 1993, a young man named Hosea Israel, who was just 17 years old at the time, shot and killed another young man who was the only son of his mother, a woman named Mary Johnson. Mary's 20-year-old son and Hosea were at a party when they got into a heated argument, and Hosea took out a gun and shot and killed him. By his own admission, Hosea was a member of a violent gang at that time and was involved in dealing drugs. He was arrested and tried for murder, and he would end up spending the next 17 years of his life in a place called Stillwater, Minnesota's largest state prison. Even though Mary Johnson sat through the entire trial and heard all of the testimony and watched as Hosea was sentenced for murder, her heart found no peace or rest when he was sent away to prison. At the trial, she said, Hosea had been unrepentant, sullen, and hostile. I just wanted to go over there and hurt him, she said. But as the months and years after that went by, she found herself praying for the young man who had killed her son. She wanted to see him change. She wanted to believe that redemption was possible even for him. Eventually, she asked Hosea for permission to visit him in prison. In fact, she asked over and over and over again. For 12 long years, Mary asked. And for 12 long years, Hosea said no. It wasn't that there was no change in his heart. Indeed, he felt sorrow, remorse, and guilt. But he says he simply could not forgive himself. He didn't know how. And he could not face the woman who had given life to the man whose life he had taken away. Finally, 12 long years into his prison sentence, because of Mary's persistence, Hosea consented to meet with her. He agreed to face the mother of the man he had killed. Mary said, I wanted to see if he was the young man I remembered from court, but he was not. As I sat at that table across from him, I was looking at a grown man now, and for more than an hour I poured out my heart to him about my son, and he listened to me. Hosea says, during that time, the man I killed became a real person to me. I understood what she was feeling. And at the end, I just wanted to get up and comfort her and hug her like I would my own mother. And it was in that moment, the moment that they embraced, that Mary says instantly, I knew that all of the anger, all of the stuff that I had held in my heart for 12 years was gone. I knew that I had totally forgiven him. When I left prison that day, I said to myself, I just hugged the man who murdered my son. 5 more years would pass before Hosea completed his sentence. But from that time on, he and Mary Johnson remained in close contact. When Hosea left Stillwater Prison, with Mary's permission, he moved next door to her in Minneapolis. He says, sometimes I still don't know what to make of it all because I still haven't totally forgiven myself. But I am learning from her how to forgive. It's a process I'm going through. For her part, Mary says, my son is no longer here. I didn't see him graduate. But Hosea is going to college now, and I look forward to seeing him graduate one day. I didn't get to see my son get married. But one day I hope to see Hosea married and raising a family of his own. Mary and Hosea look after one another in ways great and small and stay in touch each day. About his relationship with Mary, Hosea says, it's a relationship with a mother for real. Mary says, I love Hosea. I love him like a son. In the gospel today, our Lord tells a parable about a man who could not find it in his heart to forgive, even though he had been treated with tremendous mercy by his master, who knew that he owed a debt he could not pay. Somehow, he refused to let what his master had done for him change his heart. He could not accept the master's love, and he refused to extend to a fellow servant who owed him a far lesser debt, the mercy which he himself had received. When Jesus died on the cross, it was our sins, yours and mine, that put him there. And yet with his final breath, he prayed to his heavenly Father, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And God, our heavenly Father, heard and answered Jesus' prayer. Can we extend to those who have hurt us some small measure of the mercy we have received from God?